and beliefs. The body is always talking to us if we will only take the time to listen. Every cell responds to every single thought you think and every word you speak. Continuous modes of thinking and speaking produce body behaviors and postures and eases or diseases. The person who has a permanently scowling face did not produce that by having joyous, loving thoughts. Older people's faces and bodies show so clearly a lifetime of inner dialogue. How will you look when you are elderly? You see, it is my belief that it is our birthright to be totally healthy and totally fulfilled in every area of our lives. I want to help you claim this birthright now. Some of the things I will suggest to you may sound very simplistic. However, these ideas have been tried many times with great success. They really do work. Please use these suggestions in addition to the work you may be doing with a doctor or other health professional. It will be helpful to both of you. Take a nice deep breath, and if possible, allow yourself to be in a comfortable position. Just let these ideas wash over you. Only those ideas that are right for you will be accepted by you. It doesn't matter whether you understand them all or not, or if they make sense to you right now. Your subconscious mind will hear and record whatever you need. I believe that all illness is self-created. Not that we say, I want to have this illness, but we create a mental atmosphere where this dis-ease can grow and flourish. Our internal mental dialogue reacts in every cell in the body. I heard a physician say recently, if the surgeon operates on a patient without doing something to help them change the cause of the disease, then all the doctor is doing is prolonging the life of the patient until the patient can create another dis-ease. You see, we need to do more than just treat the symptom. We need to eliminate the cause of the dis-ease. And for that, we need to go within ourselves where the process of illness began. It is my belief that we are each responsible for every experience in our lives, the best and the worst. We all create our experiences by the thoughts we think and the words we speak. The universe totally supports our internal dialogue. Our subconscious mind accepts as truth whatever we choose to believe. You can say it either way. They both mean that what I believe about myself and about life becomes true for me. What you choose to think about yourself and about life becomes true for you. And we have unlimited choices about what we can think. When we are very little, we learn how to feel about ourselves and about life by the reactions of the adults around us. Now, if you lived with frightened people or with people who were very unhappy, then you learned a lot of negative things about yourself and about life. You may still believe them. However, this is not to blame our parents. For we are all victims of victims, and they could not possibly have taught us anything they did not know. If your mother did not know how to love herself, or your father did not know how to be gentle and kind, then it would be impossible for them to teach you to love yourself or to be gentle and kind. Your parents were doing the best they could with what they had been taught as children. I also believe that we choose our parents. each one of us decides to incarnate upon this planet at particular points in time and space. I believe we do this because we have chosen to come here to learn a particular lesson that will advance us upon our spiritual, evolutionary pathway. We choose our sex, our color, our country, and then we look around for the particular set of parents who will mirror the pattern we are bringing in to work on in this lifetime. Often when we grow up, we point our fingers accusingly at our parents and whimper, "You did it to me." But really, we chose them because they were perfect for what we wanted to work on overcoming. As very little children, we learn our belief systems, and then we move through life creating experiences to match our beliefs. Look back in your own life and notice how often you have gone through the same experience. Well, I believe that you created those experiences over and over because they mirrored something that you believed was true about yourself. It really doesn't matter how long we have had a problem, or how big it is, or how life-threatening it is. The point of power is always in the present moment. This means that what you have experienced during your life and up to this moment, you have created by your own thoughts and beliefs of the past. However, what you are choosing to think and believe and say today, right here and right now, is creating your future. Your current internal dialogue is creating tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, etc. Notice what you are thinking at this moment. Do you want this thought to be creating your future? Is it negative or positive? Just notice and be aware. I'm not trying to create guilt for anyone, nor to make anyone wrong. I am making us aware of what is going on inside of us. Many of us who create illness and dis-ease are, in fact, totally out of touch with what is going on in our minds and in our bodies. We only notice our bodies when we become ill or are in pain. If we do not know what is going on inside of us, how can we ever change? No matter what the problem is, the only thing we are ever dealing with is a thought, and a thought can be changed. All our experiences are just outer effects of our inner dialogue. Even self-hatred is only hating a thought you have about yourself. You may have a thought that says, "I'm a bad person." This thought produces a feeling, and you accept the feeling as true. However, if you eliminate the thought, you won't have the feeling. Thoughts can be changed. Change the thought and the feeling must go. Believe it or not, we do choose our thoughts. We may habitually think the same thought over and over so often that it does not seem that we are choosing the thought. But we did make the original choice. We can refuse to think certain thoughts. Look how often you have refused to think a positive thought about yourself. Well, you can also refuse to think a negative thought about yourself. It seems to me that everyone on this planet that I know or have worked with is suffering from self-hatred and guilt to one degree or another. The more self-hatred and guilt we have, the less our life works. We find we have an inability to speak up for ourselves, and we're always trying to please others. Or we may be angry and explosive all the time. The less self-hatred and guilt we have, the better our lives work on all levels. This includes the